Off.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
It's a juice box, man.
It's not a tumor.
But there are other communists who don't show their real faces.
It's gonna be legend. Wait for it. And I hope you're not lactose intolerant because the second half of that word is dairy.
The lady has foolishly attempted to join the conversation with a wild and dangerous opinion of her own.
Stupid fat honey.
I just diagnosed you retarded.
She needs to sort out her priorities.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, guys. It is April 11th, and the juice box is now on with Aussie and K-Sully, minus the K-Sully. K-Sully will be joining us later today, but she's having some class issues right now, but she'll be getting here soon. Anyways, the song we were playing before was LDN by Lily Allen, and I don't really play too much Lily Allen because K-Sully doesn't let me, but I'm just saying she's one of my favorite artists. Going into the Daily Squeeze, Hunger Games star Alex Ludwig was caught leaving the club Slayer. He's 17 and underage. He's not allowed to be in clubs because he is underage, but I mean, in Britain, they let him do whatever they want. Also in the news, UCLA. I don't know how many of you guys heard, but about 894 to be exact, students were admitted into UCLA only to discover they had been placed on the wait list. So for any college student to find out that their dream school kind of admitted them and then rejected them, I mean, I feel really bad for them. It's unfortunate and it sucks. I probably should have based this first, but our show was a little bit postponed, I guess you can say. It was pushed back. So timing's a little bit off. Everything's a little screwy and wacky, hence my co-host not being here. But in studio, we will be having Magdalena and Jacob and Diallo. We had Jacob and Diallo on here previously, but our interview with them wasn't as thorough as I wanted it to be, because trust me, there's a lot more dirt to get on them. Magdalena, I've been trying to have her on the show for a while now, but she keeps having to postpone because she's such an important person at Dominican. She's just everywhere. She's what I like to call one of the more social butterflies here. She can't walk 5 feet without talking to somebody because she knows them. Honestly, she's a terrific person, and I'm glad I was able to get her. She should be coming around 8:30. Going back to the Daily Squeeze, UCLA admitting 894 people. I mean, they're a semi-prestigious. No, they are prestigious. I'm not going to lie. They're a really good school. This is so bad for them to be doing this, because, I mean, you can, oh my gosh, like, kids get so excited over college stuff. I mean, it's one of the most important parts of a person's life, and to screw that up, I mean, come on, UCLA. I mean, but I mean, they're not the only school that's done that. Apparently, the Daily Bruin reported that, that's their newspaper, they reported that UC San Diego and Vassar College has also done that. Apparently, Santa Barbara also did that. They did that with 60 people. San Diego did it with 28,000 students. But, I mean, UCLA, just take the blame for it. Don't throw other schools under the bus. I mean, what are you trying to do? And also, this was Kay Sully's thing because she's a huge Simpsons fan. But apparently the Simpsons fans have debated for years exactly where Springfield is. And, I mean, it's been debatable for 22 years because Springfield's one of the more popular names in the country. I think every state has their own version of Springfield. So, Matt Groening finally revealed that it is Springfield, Oregon. And everybody's saying, oh, well, that makes so much sense now because it is his home state. And he left it a mystery because he wanted everyone to think Springfield was in their own state. And that's, I mean, if you... That's a creative thing. I'm sorry, I'm like totally stuttering, but it's a creative thing because it makes the person wonder. It makes them think. It really makes them wish Springfield was in their own state. There's this upcoming new band. Well, not really upcoming anymore. They have about 98 million views on YouTube right now. One Direction. And I'm not sure what my opinion is on them. They're a group of five lovely boys from Britain. They're gorgeous in every way, and girls are all over them. Their music, though, it's, I guess the best way to put this is, it's not lyrically diverse, and it's all pop music. I mean, that's how guys get around, I guess, but it's so bad. It's pretty bad. I mean, I'm going to play you guys a single right now, and I'm going to discuss exactly why it's so bad. Hopefully by then, Kay Sully will come in here and save me. But here is One Direction with What Makes You Beautiful.
You're insecure, don't know what for. When you walk through the door, don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough. Everyone else in the room can see it. Everyone else but you. Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your head gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't
nobody else. The way that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
And that was One Direction with What Makes You Beautiful. And that's not exactly the type of music I usually play on the Juice Box. However, it is really popular right now. And those boys are pretty attractive. I mean, they're pretty attractive. I'm not even going to lie. So in the band, the main singer is Harry. He is so good. I mean, vocally, he has this amazing range, and it's just fantastic. And, oh, somebody just walked in through. Jacob's here, and Diallo. Please sit down, my friends. Also, One Direction, the only reason they're popular right now is because they're so attractive. I mean, honestly, their music's terrible from what you guys just heard. It's catchy, and it's a pop tune. Diallo, Jacob, you guys missed it, but what's your opinion on boy bands and et cetera?
I don't really like.
Did you ever like NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys? Did you ever fall under that fad?
No, I was like seven.
I don't think that many boys fall under that. I don't think that's common under men.
What about the Jonas Brothers?
No.
Oh. Diallo, do you want to not play with the mic, please? Okay, but going back to the topic, boy bands, whenever guys hear a boy band, they always go, ew, boy bands, they're, oh my goodness. It's okay. So, well, I guess they get settled in. I'll just play the song by The Strokes. It's called Machu Picchu.
Never yours.
are back on radio.dominican.edu. This is the Juice Box, and it is 8:28. I have Jacob Diallo and Magdalena. Magdalena, how do you pronounce your name?
Just like you did.
No, like, I mean, your whole full name.
Magdalena Fittipaldi Berbejillo.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. do you want to give it a try, Jacob? Okay. Just wanted to check. Okay. So, Magda, you're going to Africa when again?
I am going to Uganda on May 13th to the 27th.
And why are you going there?
I'm going with a group of Dominican students, and we're going to do service work in a little town called Mitiana, which is 2 hours away from the capital.
Okay. So there's like a whole thing going on around Africa right now because of Kony 2012. I know you were a big supporter of it. Are you still a really big supporter of it?
I wasn't a really big supporter of it. I think that what they're trying to do, exposing him and making him famous, I think that that's a really interesting strategy that I would never thought of, to get someone that's bad. Like, I would never thought of the fact that they deserve as much fame as someone that does good. But yeah, I mean, I still support that. There is a lot of stuff that's said and like about the group, that they don't use their funds well and things like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy around.
Yeah, it. And I mean, I think that's a pity. It kind of sucks just because it is a good
cause.
Cause, and they have a good strategy. And I mean, all good luck to them if they can do that.
Will you be participating on April 20th?
If an opportunity comes. Drops by and
okay. Yeah. I was just wondering. So Africa, what do you hope to accomplish while there?
Well, we hope we're gonna have educational presentations. Like, we're gonna have 2 fairs, and we have contacts over there. We have priest Father Cazito, who knows a lot of people in the community, and he's gonna call them all over, and a lot of children are gonna come, hopefully. And we're going to have 2 fairs in 2 different towns, and they're just going to be different booths, and we're going to present things like we're going to be teaching them about feminine health, sustainable development, small business planning, and different issues that we found that are really necessary and that they need help with in Uganda. And we're going to be doing that like with rotating booths. And they're going to come to us. We're going to teach him what we know, what we have learned. And yeah, that's what we hope to.
Is there any way people can help your cause? Or is there any, like...
Yes, actually, because we are also, apart from holding these presentations, we're also going to take water filters over there. Because we researched a lot for this project to see what they need in Uganda, specifically in the town that we're going to. And what we notice the most is water. Water is a huge, huge problem because they don't have enough clean water or enough just water, period, to use for everything. And so we're going to take water filtration systems. And there's 2 kinds that we're taking. One is $50 and the other one is $250. And of course, I'm not asking people to donate that much. If they want, they can. That would be wonderful. But just any contribution will really make a difference and help. And we are actually going to be in front of Calorega. We were yesterday and today during lunch, and then next Tuesday as well. And we have a demonstration of the filtration system, how it works. And it's pretty amazing. I mean, the water comes from like muddy, dirty, yucky water that you do not want to drink to clear water that you drink, and it tastes totally normal. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty amazing. And just to think of all the people that can
benefit from it.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Is there any way other than meeting you in front of Calorega to help the cause? Like,
Yes, yes. You can, well, if you see any of the people that are going around campus, me or there's 8 other people that are going, there's a group on Facebook also, and you can contact us through there. You can
give it to... What is the name of the Facebook?
The Facebook page. Group, Dominican University is going to Uganda. Okay. Very original. That's our Facebook group, and you can contact us on Facebook, or you can also just... write a check or give money to the campus ministry. Sister okay. Carla and Liani are both going. Mm-hmm. And Leanne Bartolini, if you have her as a teacher, also she's going. So any of the people, that are, or just campus ministry, they know about it. And you can go to them.
Okay, then great. Well, I'm glad we got that out of the way because we've been trying to have you on the Juice Box for a yes, while, Magda. Oh but God. It's been like this pull and tease thing. All right, so now that the business is over and done with, Diallo and Jacob, you guys are welcome to come back into the conversation. I know I kind of put you guys on like a timeout.
Yeah. No biggie.
But, hi, boys. but anyways, Magdalena, I mean, when I first met you, there was always this, oh my gosh, she's so pretty, and look at her, she's such a social butterfly, she just floats around and everybody knows her. And I was so shocked to find out, like, you've never had a boyfriend, Magda. what is that? Why is that?
Why, thanks, Aaron. Thank you, Aaron.
No, because Magda, you're really...
Look at them laughing.
I mean, right, guys? Don't you think Magdalena should have a boyfriend?
Yeah, totally.
I expected okay. her to, but
exactly, you expect her to. Magda, do you want to say your? Do you want to?
Explain your reasons? Myself?
Yeah, defend okay, yourself.
Here we go. To be completely honest, it has just never happened. I mean, I don't know. It just never happened.
It's not because you don't like American boys.
No. That's not. No, I just actually haven't really. Liked a lot of America. That's true. Like, but
she's into the Uruguayan.
Yeah, no, but guys. It's not about that. I don't know. It's just never, and it's not that I'm picky. I just everyone that I meet, I don't know. They seem we don't match. I don't really know how to explain it.
You two think I have high standards.
You do.
No,
you
it's have. Not that. I don't have any standards. It just. No, I mean, you may be, like, really stupid and dumb and blah, 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 but then, like, be good. So, I don't know. It just doesn't... Chemistry?
What does that mean?
Okay, well...
thanks for putting me on the spot.
I know. I have to, that's no what deal. We do on the Juice Box Story. You can help me put the boys on the spot.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I have a list of questions I want to ask them. But right now, while I, you know, I guess Magda's going to be my new co-host for today.
Oh, yes, of course.
Kay Sully never showed up. So so we're going to go on a quick break. And this song is actually really relevant to what we're going to be talking about, boys.
Oh, God.
All right.
Subliminal messages.
Yeah, I need you next to me. Shout out to Element. I hope you don't mind. Me running through the song right quick.
I need you next to me. You are my
here we go. No disrespect, I gotta throw a toast up. Hearing that you and your boyfriend just broke up. I'm in no rush, I'm trying to do my best, giving you my help, but they wondering who is next. I'm hoping Moosey F, we done kept it on the hush. All people know is that me and you were friends. But ever since you and your ex, I was always that one dude you would run to for help. It's 5 a.m. girl, I can't fall asleep. Low key wishing that you up calling me. But knowing that you're peacefully asleep has me think about the love that you need for me to keep. I'm really hoping these emotions are mutual, cause I'm falling hard away more than usual. But if you were a drug and still fall in love, even with all the side effects I take two of us. Just thinking about everything we never done makes me wanna be a man but a better one. And I am never worried about getting some, even though if we even grown we forever young. Meaning all the good stuff I could stand away. One day your pops will give me your hand to take, and I'll give you all the loving that your man just came. I'm talking get your body twitching to a nasty shake. One day we will have a date. I'll put aside all of my rapper ways. Be the gentleman that my mama taught me. I'm hooked on your love. I guess you caught me.
All right, so did you guys get that from the song?
I didn't hear a word he said.
All right, then. Okay, so it's kind of about being friend-zoned.
Okay.
Magda, you don't know what friend-zoned
is. I do not know what friend-zoned is. Please explain it to me.
Okay, well, I actually can't believe you haven't heard it. You probably do this to people and you just don't realize it.
That's kind of a scary thing.
Well, it's like when a guy really likes you, but you kind of put him in the friend zone. So you just say, no, yes, you're my friend. Yes. Like, no, we're not going to date. You're my friend. But he really wants to date you. But you're like, no, you're my friend.
Yes, I get it.
So that's friend zoning somebody. So have you guys ever been friend zoned?
Yes.
I think every guy's been friend zoned, but
ooh.
Things like can still go down in the friend zone.
That's not being friend zoned.
It's not friendly.
I don't know. I've had some pretty friendly friends. Friend zone.
Oh, you've had some pretty friendly friends?
you just extend it to benefits. It doesn't have to just be a friendship. It can be friends with
benefits. I mean, but then people are always worried about, oh, well, then we won't, if we're like, if we make it more than just friends, then what if it's awkward being friends later? You know, it's like, I don't want to make that move because then it's going to be awkward.
Or attachment. You get too attached. Yeah.
And like, friends with benefits doesn't ever work out.
Nope. Have you seen all the movies?
It did in those.
No, it doesn't work out. Because they end up
together.
Being,
yeah. Yeah. Wait, they end up together in all the movies.
Not the latest three.
No, yeah.
The last three. The one with Ashton Kutcher.
Friends with Benefits. Okay. No, no strings attached. They end up together. Friends with Benefits. They end up together.
Love and Other Drugs.
When they end up together.
conclusion, Friends with
when
Benefits.
When Harry Met Sally, they end up together. They always end up together.
You either end up not talking to each other ever again in a fight and horrible, or married.
Yeah.
So you might as well just skip the whole friend zone thing.
No, well,
friends with benefits and just either be together or not be together.
Yeah. So the point is being friend zone, like, how do you get out of that? I mean, you don't, right? It's either you end the friendship or somebody has to.
Why would you have to end the friendship?
Because there's always that.
Okay. Me and Diallo saw this video the other day.
Oh, okay. Then they're basing this off of
this. It's interesting, though. It's like the male perspective on the other side of the table.
Studio.
Studio.
Oh, yes. Okay. So, I'm sorry. What happened, Jacob?
We saw this video about, it was this guy describing the two different types of men there are. There's turtles and rabbits.
Huh.
Rabbits are the kind of men that just go right in for it. Like, if they want you, they're going to go for it right away. And there's turtles. They'll be your friend, get to know you, be friends first, and then go for it after days, weeks, months, maybe years if they want to wait that long.
Wow. That's
so the ones that go first and then the ones that need the girl to go first?
Yeah, kind of, pretty much.
Yeah. The ones that have their pants on and the ones who
oh boy.
I mean, turtles want their pants off. It's just
I didn't mean those kind of pants.
They have to go at a patient rate.
All right, so there's only two types of guys out there. One of them that like attacks right away, and then the other one that takes years to actually.
You can be both. It just depends.
Rabbit like turtle, like a quick turtle, but you're not
That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't. So there's always that whole nice guys finish last. What? Did Kay Sully walk into the studio?
Kay Sully just walks in.
Kay Sully, I don't know if you noticed, but the show started about 40 minutes ago, Kay Sully.
April Fools. Except no.
So, back to friend zoning. So, nice guys finished last. Do you guys really believe in that?
If you're too nice, you're not going to get anything. And that's just, the moral of the story is sometimes you got to be a jerk to get what you need to get done.
No, I object. What you just said.
No.
Okay, let's go.
Jerk guys.
The nicer, the better.
No, jerk guy. For some reason, girls are attracted to jerks. I have no idea why. Yeah, I wish.
Then I must not be a girl because I am not jerks. Attracted to
jerks. Aaron just.
If I could not be attracted to jerks, trust me, I would. Trust me, I would. But it's just.
What makes a jerk attractive?
I don't know. I mean, okay. I've given the nice guy a chance, but it's just not the same.
It's just more exciting.
It is. You know what? It is. That's exactly what it is. It's excitement. Going back to our previous conversation about that.
Okay, but you can't marry one.
I can't marry a jerk. No. Why?
Preferably.
Okay, Kay Sully, do you have any input on this?
I think what ends up happening is that you don't
fall for a jerk, the people that is a, like a bad relationship turns bad, then that person becomes a jerk. But and
that's so interesting. That's
some
true.
People
that's
just
true.
Wake up and
yeah, sometimes they're
say,
just jerks from the start.
I'm gonna be a jerk. Yeah. From now
sometimes
on.
Sometimes they are jerks all along and you don't notice, and you think that it's a good guy.
Yeah.
And then you figure it all out and you're like, ha, he was actually a jerk the whole time.
Or you just like the challenge.
But maybe he's not a jerk. Maybe it's that whole thing where guys try extra hard to get you, but then when they have you, they don't try as hard, and you just take that as them being a jerk. They're still the same nice guy, just not as nice.
Well, and they shouldn't have been as nice in the beginning.
But we have to do that. Girls have so many standards that we have to meet in order to
Would
be
like
them.
Would you like to hear my standards?
Yeah, please, okay, Aaron, okay, tell the world your standards.
Let's go hear this one.
Oh, wait, I'm saying them? I thought you guys had memorized my standards by now.
Okay, he has to be like a baseball player,
yes.
a firefighter,
player. Yes.
football player.
No, not football. No.
6'5". Firefighter
good
in training.
At, good at math and science.
He can't nice like abs. The angels.
Oh, that's the worst one. That's the worst
cannot
one.
Cannot like the angels. I'm wearing my Ellie necklace right now.
So how do you, what do you think the percentage of getting a boyfriend with those stances? Like, what is this?
No, Yolo,
do the math for the future. Like,
what's actually going to happen?
Why should I settle?
Okay.
Okay, so what happened, Magda? I'm sorry.
What's actually going to happen is that you're going to marry a guy that is short, fat, does not run, cannot walk, and...
Thanks, Magda.
No, watch it. That's how love is. Like, guys say, oh, I want a girl with, you know, blah, 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 this and that, and then they end up marrying someone that's completely different. That's why I don't have standards, and you
okay, no. Okay, ooh. Magda, you're right.
You end up falling in love with someone that you would never have expected
I to. I should listen to your advice. It's my standards are pretty high. I mean, I don't always follow them, but that's just what my perfect guy's like in my dreams.
Oh, of course, I have in a perfect dreams, guy, too. Yeah. He's pretty good looking.
Yeah, my my perfect guy is actually one of the guys in One Direction.
Oh no!
I don't.
Oh, they're so
they're
cute.
They're like 12.
No, they're not.
If
they're
you
19.
Say that on air.
Yeah, they're 19.
the viewer rating will drop from that.
you just lost
in
there.
One
no,
direction.
I'm not going to lie. Their music's really bad, but they're so attractive. You have to like them. Like, I can't listen to their song without watching the music video along with it because they're in it.
Oh, speaking of that, it's funny that you just said, because you just said it's listening to their song. And I was, when you said you like their music, I was thinking, like, I don't know any other songs except for that one song about being
actually,
beautiful.
I played that earlier in the show, but you weren't here.
It's
so
stuck in my head, but that's the only song they have. Right?
I kind of want to play just in the background please. As we talk, because you guys didn't really hear it. So...
I'm not sure if I want to hear it.
It's such a corny and cheesy song, really, but
yeah.
It gets stuck
no,
in your head so bad.
Do you hear it? No. Do you hear it? It's so Jonas Brothers. I think that's what
yes.
I like.
Yes.
And the Jonas Brothers are good.
It's Jonas Brothers, but world. British. Aren't they British?
Yeah, they're British. And
yeah.
they're so cute.
Yeah, they are,
and there's five
and
of them.
They dress the same.
And they're not
like,
brothers.
Oh, my God.
See? Do you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
And their
what
fantasticness.
Is this? Mm-hmm.
This is my boyfriend singing right here.
It's a good song. It's catchy.
Like
and... Me and my friend Shelby call it the happy song because it makes us feel happy.
It does.
Because it's telling
it's
you
so
you're
pop.
Beautiful, but you don't notice it.
Oh,
what
well,
about Bruno Mars? He did that like
yeah.
five times.
In
true.
Every song.
There's more than one happy song.
A lot of their music's so similar. Like this song, it has like three other copies. It all starts off the same with one guy singing, and then it goes off to the same other guy singing, and then finally the third guy singing. Like it's the same song over and over again. If you listen to all their songs, like... It's
I'm
just.
I'm not gonna listen to all their songs.
I would highly recommend you to
one.
Listen to their other songs. This is the other guy that's singing. He has a coif. Yeah,
he has a what?
He has a coif. That
coif,
hairstyle.
Hair.
That hairstyle that like.
And they all
it's really
the same
cool.
With those really
like
really thin
oh,
ties.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. They all dress really hipster. It's really cute though.
Oh yeah, hipsters.
But my okay. The only problem with that is. I have this issue with guys wearing tighter pants than I do. So, and they wear tighter
like
pants than
LA
I do.
Thing.
And also my boyfriend, Harry, like I was saying earlier, you were just listening to his song.
Uh-huh, right.
Harry Styles. I saw pictures of him with a purse and it was his
yeah.
bag.
I
mean,
don't know if
that's
like
the, yeah, I don't know if that's the style in London, but I don't like my guys to have accessories that we can swap. I mean, hey babe, let me buy your cardigan.
Hey, that like, no, but Aaron, that would be a really practical and economic relationship. Oh, I mean, you share pants, you share purses. That's really economical.
Share pants.
So, are you guys gonna turn into directioners? I think that's what the fan base is called.
No,
directioners.
I don't think so. On this life. Like
here's the dramatic solo.
This is a solo.
Is that auto tune I hear?
Yeah.
No, it's
sounds, I don't know. Oh.
Doesn't it make you feel happy?
Do you light up my world?
Like,
do you like
nobody else?
Oh, when you flip your hair, you get me overwhelmed.
Yeah, Jacob, that hair that you have.
You don't know. You're beautiful.
Is that meaningful to you? He's not talking about you. So
you're just like
the
millions
of
other girls.
Don't burst
our
bubble of happiness.
Actually, there's over 95 million views on this video. So
I'm pretty sure a lot of girls think that they're beautiful because of it.
Yeah. So I'm just letting you know they're pretty popular. Just throwing that out there.
Their whole entire fan base is teenage girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course. You then wouldn't listen to it?
It's not going to last. Why?
It may not last, but it's making us happy now, and that's what matters.
Fan base? Like, you got to make music that can sell for years, not just 2 years.
I mean, look at the Jonas Brothers. I mean, where are they now?
They what lasted a year and
a
half.
Yeah, I never hear anything about
them
anymore.
They lasted a little bit over a year and a half.
That's not the point. It's a short time. No one hears about them anymore. Where did they go?
I think Joe Jonas came out with a new album.
I think no one heard it.
I think that happens to a lot of like those little teenagers that all of a sudden like dream all the from their childhood since they were little. I dreamed of being a singer, and then they become a singer, and then like they last a little bit, and just like all the other ones, like how many bands like from Disney Channel or from one of those contests last?
Oh, you mean like American Idol
like
and all that good stuff?
No, like the little kid, like teenagers, you know. Like the Jonas Brothers and
Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato. They're still really big. They're still really big, actually.
Yeah, but still.
I think really Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff, exactly. Like those ones.
All it goes to.
Hilary Duff.
Yeah?
That's like a fifth grade throwback.
Who is
right
she?
There.
I don't
remember
that name.
She's married now and she's really happy.
She's
Lizzie McGuire.
Married?
I think so. She just had a kid.
That's weird.
Yeah, so you guys grew up with her. Mm-hmm. That's where she's at right now. Mm. Just letting you know. All right. Well, I just like to thank Jacob and Diella Magdalena for joining me again in the studio. And Kay Sully finally joined us at the end of the show.
I have a reason why I was gone. Wayne Friedman was like talking to our class.
Morgan Friedman?
No, Wayne Friedman. Oh.
Yeah. All right. So I guess that's the end of the show. And we'll leave you with Loose Lips. And thanks for joining. Thanks for listening in.
Bye, guys.
This is The Juice Box on radio.dominican.edu.
I'm running away.
Right, and where are you going?
America.
Why do you want to go there?
I know it's had a bad press recently, but it's the place that's taken my fancy.
Will you be gone for long?
Forever.